The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Power and Light.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. No big storms on the horizon, but that could change at a moment's notice. We know how it is here living in Florida, and we're in the middle of storm season. It's already started, so we're going to be talking about that today. I have Florida Power and Light in the studio, JT Young, the VP and General Manager of FPL Northwest Florida, and I've also got the Regional Manager of Customer Solutions and Sales, Corey Booth from Florida Power and Light. Welcome to the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. How are you guys doing this morning?
Awesome. Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Yeah, yes, you're very welcome. You. Yeah. Thank you for the work that you do, because I know now is sort of, it's go time, right? This is the season. You guys are in the thick of it. Let's talk a lot about what FPL does, because a lot of people probably take their power connection for granted. You know, they don't think about the inner workings, the nuts and the bolts and the hard work and the long hours that you guys put in. So let's talk about that real quick. You know, this coming in, I'm going to get a little bit out of order here. Let's go ahead and talk about storm prep a little bit, because this is just on everybody's mind. Every time it starts clouding up around here, we start getting a little nervous. What does FPL do for storm prep in this area?
Well, first of all, Jake, thanks for having us here today. We're grateful to be here. FPL, every day that there's not a storm is a day that we're preparing for one. And so, right. As you know, that's for living in Florida, we are accustomed to having storms. We actually every year hope and pray that it's a effort and futility, that we're preparing right. for what's not going to happen, but uh-huh. we've got to be prepared. And so we spend a lot of time each year prior to hurricane season doing extensive training to prepare our employees to respond safely and as quickly as possible in the event that a storm affects our area. And fortunately or unfortunately, we've had a lot of experience through the years with this, and we continue to try to learn from past experiences so that we can get better at restoring customers power for our customers. So a lot of the things that we do in preparation is, of course, we're securing agreements for getting assistance from out-of-state utilities. We have a mutual assistance agreements with other utilities, primarily throughout the Southeast, but across the nation, where we can get assistance for contracting companies to come in and assist us in the event. Being a part of FPL for the folks in Northwest Florida, I think it's important to know we now are a part of a much larger utility company that allows us to be able to draw an effect in the event of a storm attack affecting us here in Northwest Florida. We have a larger contingency of FPL employees that are available before we even have to go out to contract. But it's a thing that we plan in a number of ways, preparing our system, hardening our system, increasing reliability for our customers, and working with our emergency officials, making sure that we have updated information on facilities that like water treatment and hospitals and all of that, just so that we can be ready. And we encourage our customers also to be prepared to develop a plan as well.
What are some ways that FPL customers can be prepared? What I know they say, it used to be the 72 is on you. Now it's like, you know, stay on fleek for a week. I don't know. What's the new slogan? I don't know. What's that all about?
I don't know about a new slogan, but I'll tell you, one of the things we tell, you know, customers to just have their own storm plan. So mm-hmm. being prepared is very, very important. And of course, the best time to plan and prepare is before, right? You don't right. want to wait until, you know, the 24-hour warning is upon you. Mm-hmm. So we tell folks to anticipate outages, of course, being prepared for that. So having, we know a lot of customers have moved to Florida maybe since the last storm has impacted, in particular, Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had storms. Sally was a big one here, I think back in 2020, and Michael on the eastern end right. of our service area yeah. here in Northwest Florida. So we tell customers to make sure that you have a plan, for evacuation plan if you need to, making sure that you have food, shelf-stable, ready food available for several days, making sure that you've got your phone and devices charged up and prepared, ready, and also having a family plan to know what you're going to do with your loved ones in the event that you have to evacuate, mm-hmm. Making sure you know where you're going to go, what time frame you're going to need, because you're going to need a lot more time, you know, to get ready to do that. In advance, and our family is in the process of trying to get that done as well. So we all, because we have to be ready as employees, to be out and about and working hard to help our customers recover.
Yeah. And remember your pets as well. A lot of people, absolutely, when it's time to grab the bag and go, we forget, oh, well, I got to have a travel food container for the pet. I got to get a good carrier. Maybe you brought a puppy home and they've outgrown that carrier. So now you need to get something a little bit bigger. It's you know, it's time to do that. It's time to prepare for those things.
No question.
Yes. NOAA, that's NOAA. That's our local prediction team here. They're saying it's going to be above normal for 2024. I feel like they kind of say that every year, but this year, from everything I've seen, it really could be bad. So it's definitely time to get prepared for that. I've got JT Young and Corey Booth in the studio from Florida Power and Light. What's a good website where people can go to learn more, especially about the storm preparedness?
So a great website to go to for that is fpl.com/storm. And that will take you to and give you tips, give customers tips on what they can do to be prepared and be planning and being prepared for a storm season. Mm-hmm. And as we know, while storm season begins, just began this past weekend, June 1st, it runs through the end of November. Mm-hmm. We typically, though nothing's typical anymore, but we typically see peak storm seasons are in the August to October timeframe, mm-hmm, but all bets are off in terms of what we may see this year based on the forecast.
Right. So it at least hopefully gives us a couple quiet months to prepare and get ready for this just in case. All right. So I'm going to jump right into the rates discussion because this has been exciting. We've had two rate decreases lately, one in April and one in May. How were you able to file for that? What happened in order for you guys to be able to say, hey, we're going to lower our rates?
Yeah, so great question, Jake. And one of the things we want our customers to understand, we did have two successive months with rate decreases, mm-hmm, for all of our customers. And so in April, beginning April 1st, we had storm surcharges that came from Sally and Michael, Hurricanes Sally and Michael, and then Ian and Nicole and Zeta that were on our customer bills. That was almost $7 a month. That rolled off effective March 31st. So beginning April 1st, customers saw that benefit on their bills. So that was almost $7 savings for residential customers for the average 1,000 kilowatt hour customer usage. And then in May the 1st, we went to the commission and the Public Service Commission approved another decrease of a little over $7 for $7.70 for fuel cost reductions. And so because of the way we manage fuel and have a diversity of fuel and the decrease in natural gas costs, we were able to pass along that savings as well. And so our customers saw two consecutive months where the actual rate per kilowatt hour went down. And I will say that back to the storm, just a quick moment, when we had those storm charges on those customer bills, being a part of a larger, we have almost 6 million customers now, being a part of a family of almost 6 million customers. So that storm charge of nearly $7 a month would have been a lot more had it just been this region in Northwest Florida. And so we were able to spread those costs across all 6 million customers, and we were able to get that cost rolled off the bill sooner as a part of a much larger system. And so we're grateful, very blessed to be able to do that.
Is this just for residential customers, or what about business?
It was all customers. Yeah, business customers. Yeah, they were able to see about an 8 to 9% decrease overall for our business customers on average, and so this savings is passed along really to all our customers. Mm.
Earlier, you were talking about how there's more. You're in a bigger group now. There's more FPL employees to help out when the storm comes, and so you're not having to go to the outside contractors as much. Has that saved money for FPL?
Well, at the end of the day, of course, every storm is unique. Every storm is different. And so, Jake, what we say to our customers is at the end of the day, we, of course, take seriously the restoration process, and we're going to do what we need to do to ensure that our customers get their power back on quickly and as safe as possible. And sometimes that is going to mean that we need to go outside to contract with other utilities to assist. Mm-hmm. But there also could mean if a storm is just affecting us here in Northwest Florida and it doesn't affect other areas of the FPL service area across the state of Florida, then we would have those other resources from within FPL available to us very soon. They'd be staged and ready to go to help us here in Northwest Florida.
Right. Talking to JT Young and Corey Booth from Florida Power and Light. You can go online to fpl.com/storm and get more information on what we're talking about and find all the tips and ways that you can be storm prepared this year. You can also download the FPL mobile app. You can get the latest outage information with that app. Just text APP to MyFPL. That's 69375. Or just go to the App Store and search for FPL mobile app. All right. So, Corey, let me go to you. You haven't really been talking much. You're the manager of customer solutions and sales. Let's talk about customer solutions. What is that part of your job?
Sure. So we get the opportunity each day to connect with our customers, whether it's in the field, at their home. We participate in different community events throughout the area. Mm-hmm. So we are a solutions-oriented organization. You know, our customers have questions on ways that they can save on their power bill, just a variety of different topics. And mm-hmm. so our team meets our customers where they're at and helps to resolve any questions they may have.
Yeah, there's lots of ways, just little things you can do. A lot of it is, you know, upgrading windows, things like that. You can make your home very energy efficient these days, especially with appliances, things like that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What other ways, besides just lowering our energy bills and keeping us safe and protected during the storms, what are other ways that FPL is reaching out and helping our community?
Sure. So reaching out and helping our community, we have different programs that we offer our customers. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that you can do on an individual basis to help save energy in your home. Looking out from a community perspective, we have different events throughout the year. One of them is our community energy saver event. We recently did this back in the springtime in the Vernon, Florida area. We've had them here in the Pensacola area, and these are opportunities for our customers. We send flyers and postcards out to the surrounding area for our customers to come meet with us. Usually we have like a local catering vendor that provides a meal, and we're able to answer customer questions, schedule an in-home survey where we come and the team will come and take a look at your home and provide you recommendations on ways that you can save on your energy costs. There are several low-cost, no-cost things that you can do to save on energy. And then you mentioned windows. There are other things that we can spend and upgrade our home, but mm-hmm. if we focus on those basic things, it really helps to save. So our team, those are some of the things we do in the community. We also work with our local chambers, anywhere we can be to meet with our customers and help provide this information.
I have lots of great chambers of commerce around this area. I love all those folks. Thank you for the work that they do. Somebody texted in about LED lights. Is that a big thing? Is that a way to save some money as opposed to traditional, like especially for outdoor lighting?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we think about that in our homes, right? If mm-hmm. we have a traditional incandescent light, they put out heat.
Right.
And so converting to the LED, that will not only save you the energy, but it reduces the heat load on your home. This is especially important for businesses in mm-hmm. our area as well.
Right.
And there are some incentives. You can go online and look at FPL/ways to save. And these can provide tips for how you can save at your residential home or at your business. But the LED is absolutely usually a low-cost way to make a significant impact on your mm-hmm. bill.
I had a neighbor to me talking to me the other day about you guys used to contract outdoor lighting stuff. Does that you guys still do that where you pay monthly and FPL helps you with your outdoor lighting options? I don't know if that program is still around. It was probably an older program.
We do have outdoor lighting mm-hmm. options for our customers. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I actually have one. It's simply added to my FPL bill each month.
Very nice.
Nice little LED light. And any issues, it's owned and maintained by FPL.
Very good. Keeping us safe, too. Yeah. Absolutely. You always want to be able to see what's around your house late
at
night.
I will say, Jake, if I would add to what Corey is sharing regarding savings, one of the things we talked about those rate decreases, and that's so important. But one of the things that Corey and his team will do is they help our customers understand how important your usage is, right? So the lower rates help, but your usage is a huge driver in terms of what your total bill, when a customer gets their monthly bill, it's about your usage. And so the things that the team does, that his team does to help customers manage that usage, going to fpl.com/ways to save, you'll find tips on that, because that's the key driver to your total bill is your actual total usage. So setting your thermostat appropriately, we mm-hmm. say we recommend between 74 and 78 during the summer. But if it's a really hot day, heat indexes of 100 or high 90s or 100, your AC is going to work longer. Mm-hmm. And even though you've got that at a great setting, so that additional usage, of course, will affect your overall bill.
By doing this show, we interview a lot of local companies that do HVAC work mm-hmm. and mold remediation and dehumidification. That has been a big topic, because if you can control your indoor humidity, your indoor air quality, you can actually bump that thermostat on up there, because right now I'm running at about a 72. And that's really kind of way too low. I'm pushing it too much because I'm having to compensate for that indoor humidity. So if, you know, buy a hygrometer, it's a really cheap piece of equipment. And if you can, you know, control that indoor air humidity, then you can actually save a lot on your bills. It just, absolutely, for some reason, it just makes me think of my grandfather, Pete. He would follow you from room to room and turn the lights out when you're going. So he was all about controlling that usage. Yep. What's another quick way right off the top of your head that people can control their usage? What are we wasting the most kilowatt hours on these days?
Sure. Great question. Mm-hmm. One of the things I would highly recommend, and probably one of my favorite things, is the FPL app. Because if you sign into the FPL app, you know, you mentioned you can download it for on your mobile phone, but that will give you the opportunity to, it'll look at your bill, and you can go through and fill out the energy manager tool that's within the FPL app.
Oh.
And so you would, like for my home, right, I select the number of bedrooms, the number of individuals I have living at the home, kind of our temperature settings, and that program, the energy manager tool that's within the FPL app, will give you a personalized energy recommendations and tips. And so so for my home, water heating is a significant portion of my bill.
Oh, yeah.
Have a larger family, so therefore, you know, my water heater is going to be more than the next door neighbor's that only has two.
Right.
And so that's, it gets you a better understanding of ways that you can save. It actually gives you personalized tips. You mentioned about the thermostat. That's absolutely the biggest energy consumer in most residential and commercial properties is keeping it cool. So the humidity does make a big effect in it, but you know, maintaining that temperature for, you know, we recommend 74 to 78 degrees for energy efficiency, and every degree you go above that, it's about a 3 to 5% increase on the cooling portion of your bill. So you know,
it adds
make
up.
Sure it does, absolutely. Yeah. So leave your interior doors open, change your filters, you know, keep that airflow throughout the home. Those are all small things that we can do each and every day that can make an impact on, and save on your bill.
Yes. What are the biggest challenges you guys see this year? I know the storm season might be rough, you know, but what are some of the big challenges you see moving forward?
Well, clearly, we're doing everything we can to continue to harden our system so that we know our customers rely on energy, and we want to make sure that we keep our system resilient and reliable. And so we're making investments throughout our service area to ensure that our customers can have that power when they need it. And so there are always challenges associated with making sure that we're doing that when we do that. But we're doing that, I think, in a great way right now. And so many of our folks are effectively engaged in that. Storms are always a challenge. Folks, I want to remind everyone that while storm season is a time where it's a focus area, we have storms all year long of varying types that can adversely impact our system. And so we're working diligently to make sure that we can be less impacted. And we've got data that shows the impact of our hardening our infrastructure, the benefits of that. And so we want to make sure that our customers are able to enjoy life. They are taking the energy that we provide. It's important. And we want to make sure that we provide that at a cost that's reasonable for them and that's reliable. So we're going to continue to do that as often as we can. And teams like Corey's is available. Those teams are available to get with our customers individually, to go out and speak to them at their homes, or even come out and speak to small homeowner groups or local civic organizations. We'll be glad to do that, to provide information individually and to groups regarding some of the value that we can provide. Mm.
And I want to remind everybody, we've been talking about it on the show a lot this week. As it continues to heat up, check on our elderly population. You know, check on your parents. Sometimes, even though they have power, they sometimes do not run AC. That's just kind of the way they are. They don't want to use the money. But go by and check on them. Make sure that they're taken care of.
And Jake, that's really important. And we talked about the storm plan. My mother's 99, and so I can relate to this personally. And my sister lives with her. But we are, you know, you think about the elderly. We need to make sure that during this hot period of time, that they're staying cool. And that they're comfortable and that we're doing all we can to attend to their needs. So I encourage folks to continue to make sure they do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a little controversial here. Sorry, I know you guys weren't planning on this, but I've got to know because I see it every day, especially when I'm riding my bike on East Bay. Everybody's got solar panels now. Is that helping? Is that working? Is this something we should all be looking into? Does it actually give power back to the grid like everybody says it does?
Go ahead, Corey. I'll let Corey address that.
Sure.
I'll let you take that one,
Corey. I'll address it from kind of from a residential standpoint primarily, because that's where we see a majority of our customers. So, you know, as you know, FPL is Pro Solar. I mean, we are part of NextEra Energy, the parent company. And as far as, you know, JT talked a little bit in the beginning about our portfolio and our mix and how we're utilizing, you know, solar energy to help keep our costs low. That's that consistent way that we can generate electricity. But from an individual standpoint, you know, we definitely recommend that you address those things we talked about in the very beginning first. You want to make sure your home is as energy efficient as possible. And so, you know, while solar is a quick add to the home that really brings, you know, the value as far as providing energy during the day when the sun and then during your off peak, or if you're not using it, we have a net metering program that basically sees power in versus power out, then you pay the difference. If you have an inefficient air conditioning system that's consuming all of that generation, then it's not going to offset over time. So definitely want to recommend making the adjustments in the home and business first, addressing those big gaps that you may have, and then certainly solar is an option for our customers. And we do have a solar to together program
that's
for
customers. Yeah, I was going to mention that. Corey's going right where I was going to go real quickly to let you know that we are the largest, NextEra is the largest solar install in the country. We have more solar than and more in the pipeline than any other utility. So we are believers certainly in solar. And when you talk about solar together, if you go to fpl.com/solar together, customers can actually participate. I'm doing this personally. You can participate in solar. You can be a part of the solar program that we have, allowing you to purchase energy from the solar that we generate. If you opt not to put it on your home, and that so you you pay a small subscription charge and you get a credit every month, and the more solar we install, the larger that credit becomes on your bill, and so customers can take advantage of being a part of taking advantage of solar generation, but not necessarily having it on their home. And if they wish to put it on their home, of course they can, and we'll work with you on that. But I do want to encourage customers to know we believe that solar, of course, right now it is the lowest cost form of generation for us, most cost-effective form of generation for us, and we're expanding that across our footprint, as well as battery storage in conjunction with solar.
Yeah. If I could just add one thing about that Solar Together program, what's really great about that, I'm a subscriber as well to it. If I move out of my current home and I move to another FPL footprint home, that solar credit transfers with me. So that's a great program for customers that maybe rent their homes. They can't take advantage of the solar opportunities. So it's another way that they can save on their bills.
Well, that's really comforting, because I think there's a lot of misinformation about solar out there, and I think everybody should be researching more and embracing it a little bit more. So thank you for adding that, protecting our environment. You're protecting our finances by lowering our bills, and you're there in the storm. So thank you guys for the work that you do.
Thank you,
JT Young and Corey Booth from FPL. We'll be right back.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.